Spin Zone.
Spin Zone.
Spin Zone.
It's the Spin Zone with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
All right, we don't do this like regularly. We don't have like a special spot for the Spin Zone every week. In fact, it's been a few weeks, I think, since we've even done this. But every once in a while, a take comes out in our pre-show email that needs to be spun in a certain way. And Andy, you had one today that I needed to read a couple of times to make sure I wasn't reading it wrong. You think that the Patriots at the trade deadline, not sellers, they already sold off Josh Uche, but that should they should cut it off right there and instead be buyers at the deadline.
That's right. Twitch chatters, Owen 17 Hart thinks they should buy. And you know why?
No, I don't.
Because there's an opportunity. You have the cap space to take on contracts, not just for the here and now, but for the future. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a projected contract that doesn't, it's not even on the books yet. It's why I would have considered Cooper Kupp or Devontae Adams, one of those veteran receivers that has back-end cash
right
on the contract. Why? I have the cap to take it now. I have the cap to take it next year. I have extra draft picks already. You were enumerating all the late-round picks they have, but also the third-round pick you got in the Matthew Judon deal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait. Strike first. There are teams out there that aren't good. There are teams out there that could be blowing it up and tearing it down. Now, my most extreme example would never happen, but the Jets. If I could somehow get Garrett Wilson, that would be like the dream deal. But Slayton for the Giants just had a big game. Would he be available? I don't know. Would you want him? I don't know. But I think they should be looking at depth charts.
Yes, he'd be available. And no, I don't want him.
Okay, that's fine.
Just with that one particular player, I don't really have much.
But I think their pro personnel department should be looking at depth charts, not just, hey, who needs a third corner? We might be able to offer him Jonathan Jones. Hey, who needs a fifth receiver? We might be able to offer them Kendrick Bourne. No. Who has extra talent or who has talent that doesn't look like they're part of the future?
Right.
Maybe they drafted somebody and that guy is getting, you know, experience now. And it's like, oh, he's going to be their starter next year at that position. So they don't really need that guy anymore who's making money. You have the opportunity here, Elliot. That was a ET reference.
Yeah.
Did you see the...
That was awesome.
That was pretty good.
Well, wow. Did you see the thing I wore in the Six Rings podcast?
Yes, you looked like Cornholio.
That was the first thing, which I agreed with. Then somebody said you looked like E.T. working a construction site. I have a hood over like the arm. And so at the end of it, I put my finger up to the camera and said, Elliot Trey.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good E.T.
Oh, thank you. And I haven't seen it in like 40 years or something? 30 years?
You work
years?
With Fitzy long enough, you get good at doing impressions, which, by the way, his impression of me, pretty good. That's it.
And he loves to do it. There I am.
Not a lot of people do that.
There's E.T. working a construction site.
There he is. Yeah, there he is right there.
And there's my picture of Tom Brady, Paul Perillo. How you like dem apples? Me and Tom Brady, I covered the Patriots for a decade.
And that door that you still can't put back on the track for some reason.
It's going to be more work than it's worth.
It seems like it because you definitely have been neglecting it. But yeah, Fitzy's impression of me is pretty good. And I've tried to do an impression of Fitzy. I told you this. Every time I do it, I just sound like Dennis Miller. It's just, you know, and I can't do a good Fitzy. Yeah, that wasn't it. I have to get the mind frame to do it. But yeah, Fitzy's impression of me, people don't do impressions of me that much. His impression of me is very good. And my impression of him is very, very good.
Now I have to hear this Fitzy impression of
him. He does it every Six Rings post.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be checking it out tonight.
He mocks him every Sunday at and Hart will be on the afternoon show with his partner and then immediately goes into the voice that is Arcand. I will also say that
it's your old pal Fitzy. This is pocket money. See, I sound like Dennis Miller. I can't do it. Every time I do it, I just sound like Dennis Miller.
Yeah, it's not great. But that's also Fitzy's world.
It's true.
He's a voice guy. He's a comedian. He's a character. Like, that's where he lives in. Anyway, I would like Elliot Wolf to at least consider. And I don't know what deals are out there. I don't know because I do think I don't just want him buying to buy. I don't want him to be acting like my wife when we get a little extra money and it's like, I'm just going to buy this and I'm buy that because we got all. Like, no. Buy something you need or you really want. Left tackles, tackle situations. You know, is there somewhere where drafted a tackle that's coming on and the veterans? And I don't need him to be the left tackle of the future.
Right.
I don't need him to be a Pro Bowler. Can you make the roster a little bit better?
Can you upgrade what you have?
And yes, Twitchers, the contradiction here is you got to thread the needle because I don't want the roster getting too good because you win a bunch of games down the stretch and all of a sudden you're picking 11th or 12th overall because I want this guy to be impactful 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So an injured guy would even work, too. A guy that'd be banged up might be perfect, where I don't have to worry about him helping me win games down the stretch, and then he's available next year. But do you think I'm crazy to believe that if everybody else thinks you're a seller, and everybody else who stinks is selling, look to be a buyer?
Yeah.
Swim opposite, right? Oppo.
Yeah.
This is the whole right? Moneyball or whatever. Opportunities present themselves. Be ready to take advantage of the. Don't get so narrow-minded like, oh, we're going to trade away our players. Mm-hmm. We're going to get assets. We're going to play young players. No. Look at this from the other side. Awaken 180 it. Spin around in the spin zone and figure out, could we actually be buyers and help this team?
Yeah, listen, I don't think you're going to be able to get much if you sell your players out. I don't think you're really getting that much to begin with. You do have a lot of cap space. You do have a lot of draft picks. I think that you can make small moves, like even what the Chiefs did with you, for someone like Uche.
Yeah.
You can upgrade so many places on this roster because this roster's so bad. Like, that's really what it's about. That's something you can start and say, we're just going to completely overhaul it in the offseason. But I don't believe that they're going to do that. I think it's going to be a process that takes some steps. I kind of agree with you. I kind of like the spin
zone. Ooh, I spun you a little bit.
This is a good spin zone. I wasn't sure where you were going to go with it, but I do think that in theory, this makes plenty of sense.
And again, I don't know all 32 rosters, and I also don't know their cap situations. That's another thing, because you know, once we get to January, everybody's going to be like, whoa, the Saints are X hundred million dollars over the cap. They're going to have to redo contracts or cut people. Well, don't make them cut people. Trade for those contracts. Like somebody threw out on our podcast today, would Chris Olave be a guy that the Saints might? I don't know. Never hurts to ask.
Yeah.
Guys that are available, I don't think they would ever trade him. I don't know why that would make sense from them. But always ask. Always be available. I always go back to that famous John Lynch call with Bill Belichick. Is Jimmy Garoppolo available? No. Well, is Tom Brady available?
Like, also, no.
You don't need two quarterbacks, so are either one of them available?
Mm-hmm.
So I just...
Don't know if you don't ask.
Right. You have cap room.
If you don't
ask,
the answer is always no.
Correct. You have cap room. Others will have cap hell. Maybe pounce there. You have draft picks. Maybe others want draft picks. You can pounce there. I just think, Elliott, be creative.
Yeah. And you have to be creative because they're not going to outbid the contenders who need a wide receiver, who need an edge rusher, who need whatever it is, are going to go higher than you because they feel like it's like what Mayo said about the cycles. Remember when he was like, the Bills traded for Cooper and you got the Jets trading for Adams. We weren't in on those guys because we're not in the same cycle as those other teams.
Right.
I don't love that answer, but I get it. And you're not in the cycle with those teams, so you're not going to be able to outbid them for those type of players.
Correct.
But you don't have to only trade for those type of players. You can upgrade many different places on this roster. You can just about upgrade everything.
I mean, we've talked about the lack of guys that we feel are part of this team for a three-year window or a three-year plan. Yeah, I'm not talking about rentals, put you over the top, the things that the Chiefs and the Lions and the Bills and the Ravens, those are all, they're in a different cycle. They're in a different world. They don't live where we live. I'm just saying, I think it gets easy to say sellers and draft picks and tear it down, which is what I've been saying for much of the year. But also, because you didn't spend your cap space, you have cap space to use. Because you have already made some moves, you have extra draft picks to use. Maybe just be creative and put it to a different use.
Yeah, I think that makes plenty of sense. I wasn't sure where that spin zone was going to go, but you spun me. I'm
Don't
into it.
I ever
buy,
doubt me.
Buy at the deadline. Go ahead and do it, and I will continue to doubt you.
And I spun the 401. Great spin zone segment today, fellas. I agree 100%.